Hey everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day, aka everybody around the world. So thank you for tuning in to Broken Glass, The Sunny Side, my podcast. Today I want to talk about believing and how believing can be scary. I believe that believing in new things, even if it is yourself, can be a new scary territory. Believing in ourselves can be scary because it's a new adventure that we are creating and get to change the narrative anytime we want. Because we set out standards for our happiness, it's hard to believe in ourselves because there hasn't been someone who has done and led our life exactly like we are going to do. Believing is tied to our intuition, and when our sights and beliefs don't align, it can be very tough to know what to do. This is why I believe practicing of cultivating the beliefs you believe are important. If you don't believe in anything, you will stand for nothing. In my opinion, it is better to believe in something that feels right to you, no matter how against the grain it might be, as long as it's not harmful. When there is a lack of belief, there can be a lack of many things in our lives. Faith is very much connected to belief. Most of the standards and beliefs we set for ourselves are non-tangible materials. Rather, most beliefs are ideologies and help keep us on the path that we're leading. I believe that faith is the trust we give over to belief. To believe in something, even if we can't tangibly see it. I also think that believing can be scary because there is an amount of trust that we must make vulnerable and not necessarily be rewarded or recognized for the amount of trust we put forward. Without the ability to believe, I probably wouldn't be where I am in my life. I definitely know that belief is tied tightly to part of who I am. What I mean is, if I didn't have the ability to believe, I wouldn't believe that love can conquer and heal everything. Yes, it might sound nice and fluffy, but love has been many different love has many different levels and ways of showing up in life. Love is positivity. So why would you want to believe in hate? That is a serious question. If someone can answer that for me, would like to give me a discussion about it, I'm game. Like, literally. I just don't understand the concept of people wanting to hate. Remember, believing can be very scary and make you do things out of the norm, but it doesn't mean it can't be amazing. You have to believe in yourself to let yourself experience life and believe that you can and are worthy of attracting positive energy. One of my best phrases that I like to say when I'm in contemplating life and I don't really know what to do sometimes is, what would my 80-year-old self say to me? Yeah. This is Sunshiny Day. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that these words can help you. We need to start discussing our problems and our differences as opposed to killing each other. Say hi to your neighbor. Say hi to yourself. Remember, loving yourself is the first step of making any kind of change. Well, actually, awareness is. But loving yourself is a big thing. Until next time.